remember the first toy train that I ever had. I was about six, and I got it for a birthday present. And, of course, like most six-year-olds with their first train, they never got to play with it because their father was playing with it most of the time. So I guess at some point I decided I need to get my own.
We got a steamer running back there and a pasture train down there.
Yeah, I'm Nick Costanzi. I'm the vice president of the BSME.
I'm Jim Berg. I'm the president of the society this year. 225 West Saratoga Street. And it's the Baltimore Society of Model Engineers. We've been in existence since 1932.
We don't model a particular railroad. It's all fictitious. We do call our city Baltimore, and we have some Baltimore landmarks, but we don't actually model Baltimore to street by street, because you'll get somebody come in saying, man, that's on the, should be on the southwest corner of that street, not the northwest corner. So, you know, we just call it Baltimore for ease and give a flavor of Baltimore. We have Broma Seltzer Tower, and Penn Station here is our passenger station. So we control the turnouts for different, you know, controlling where the trains go, all by these rotary switch machines. The story behind those are they're actually surplus from B-29 bombers, so World War II surplus equipment. All the wiring is underneath and everything that controls the layout. I mean, you got the wiring for running the trains, giving power to the track. You'd be able to get underneath there for maintenance and re-railing cars, you know, on occasion when they do derail, you have to get in there and put it back on the tracks. It is a miniature world, so you get to unwind from work by running trains through something that you've created, you know, so, and hours can go by just running a train from point A to point B. Just, I mean, you can, there's imagination from, you know, carrying freight and passengers between stations, and the neat thing about model railroading is you can do as little or as much realism as you want.